Radhe Radhe. This is Tattva Darshan, translation of some bhajans and Bhadra Shukla Mas, 2012. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kora More by the Padakarta Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, please be kind to me, Daya Kora More. Who is more merciful than you in this world, Doyal Chaitanya? He's actually saying that, Daya Kora More, please give your mercy to me, Daya Kora More. Please give your mercy, your compassion to me. And without, and because without Toma Bina, okay, without this, Dayalu, without this compassion, Kripa, then I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the samsara. Can also be seen that way. Jagat samsari. Daya kora more ne, then jagat samsari. He said, because he's saying Toma Bina, Bina, because without it, who is more merciful than you in the world? I wouldn't translate it like that. I say, you're merciful, you're Dayal Chaitanya, Dayalu, and please give your mercy to me. But if you don't, there's no hope in Jagat Samsara. In the Samsara, who will be merciful to me? My relatives, my friends, my associates, my Parivar, my so-called close friends. Mercy means God. Mercy means remembering God, being taught to realize one's eternal loving relationship with the eternal Savior, Sri Krishna. So Narottam, on behalf of the conditioned souls, is begging for compassion. Otherwise, we conditioned souls, without that compassion, without that mercy, we rot in this miserable material existence. Patita pavana hetu tavavatara. Hetu means the benefit, isn't it? Benefit, purpose. This, you're the avatar, Tava avatar, you're the avatar, Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma, Namara Prachar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. This says that Krishna comes. Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangopangashta Parjanam Yagya Sankirtana Priya Yajanti Yusamedasha. Mahabhu comes, looks like Krishna, but he's not Krishna. He has the mercy and beauty and love of Krishna, Rasaraj. But then he's a Krishna. But then he's a Krishna means that he has no Varna. Krishna means a color, a Varna. So is he sannyas or is he grihastha? Or is he beyond all varnas and ashramas? Because he's God. Krishna Varnam, Swisha, Krishna. So this is Gauranga. You have descended as this avatar to deliver the fallen souls. Guess what? This is the purpose, the benefit of your... What is the benefit? You're Patita Pavan. So what is the value of your being called Patita Pavan if you don't purify me? Because I'm Mahapatit. Not petite in the English definition, oh, very elegant and dainty. P-E-T-I-T-E, but it's patita. That I'm like going to put. I'm going to hell. Put means hell, and putita. The tendency to go to hell is patita. This is my own kind of adjusted Sanskrit misinterpretation. It's pavan. Among purifiers I am the wind, Krishna says. Pavan al-smi. In Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Way to see Krishna. Among purifiers I am the wind. I am the original fragrance of the earth. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the taste and water. I am the ability in man. The strength of the strong, the intelligence of the intelligent. We learn Gita tightly, then we can see Krishna everywhere. That's the beginning of seeing Krishna, by seeing the world through the teachings of Gita. So if you teach Gita and you haven't seen the world through the teachings of Gita, your teaching is not very good. First learn it. daily practice, every time you drink something, this taste, this is Akrishna, the taste of this bottled water. But this Aquafina, this is Krishna Swad Kesat. This Krishna is here with a coconut essence or whatever else they put in there. Coconut is also Krishna. You are descended as this avatar, Tava avatar, to deliver fallen souls. Hey Prabhu, hey Master, hey Lord. Na pahibeyar. Ar is like Anya. You're not going to find Ara. You'll not find any other one that's like equal to being petite, sama petita. I'm like completely petite, samyak petite, or I'm equally petite, I'm equally fallen as anybody else in this age. Actually, I'm much more. I assure you, no one is more fallen than I. Ha ha, Prabhu. But how will I get this mercy of Dayal Chaitanya? It's not so easy. Just chant, oh Gauranga, oh Dayal Natai, Kripa Karo, oh Petita Bhavan Avatar. Because you need to first appeal to the Maha Petita Avatar, Nityanando. Nityanando, Gorongo, ha ha, Prabhu. I mean, he's alas. I mean, he's like, ha, 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 ah, Anitai, Kripakaro. Hey, Prabhu. Hey, you're my master also. Prabhu Goranga. Prabhu Goranga, Prabhu Nitai. Hey, Prabhu. Hey, master. Hey, Lord. Hey, director. Hey, guider. Hey, savior. Hey, uplifter. Hey, everything. Hey, Ishvara. Hey Prabhu, this is what Prabhu means. You're my Prabhu, I'm your Sevite, I'm your Das, Das, and Das. Aha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. Ah, Premananda, they're relishing the bliss of Gauranga Prem. And Gauranga Prem gives Radha Krishna Prem. So now, it seems to be a direct connection between Nittai, Gauranga, and Radha and Krishna. Nityananda Kripa Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Poyate Nai. Another bhajan. So Nitai, he's... What is the characteristic of this Nitai? Is he named falsely? No, generally in Veda, people are named according to their Lakshana, Guna Lakshana. Your name at birth is cast by the Jyotishi. Your name will be Gita, because it's predicted that this lady will spread the teachings of Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Shiksha. So then Garga Muni, the name-giving ceremony, saw the chart, the Bhrigu chart, the future of this lady, and said, oh, your name should be Gita. And then he announced to the family, your daughter you can't see now. She's your baby, all ugly and squinched up. But she'll later, 50 years from now, half a century later, she'll spread the teachings of Gita throughout the world. She'll write articles in Hindi and English and translate books. What, this little thing? This little baby in my arms going, the eyes are all squinched up, closed, hands like this. Yeah, believe it or not, this is the Jyotishi, the Jyotish, the Ish. I know the future. So this is the appropriate name. So that's nice. So then, this person I can see, she will be involved with spreading the name and fame of Radha Krishna, Krishna Kirti, and Radha Kirti. So she should be named Kirti. So she was named Kirti. Everything. You think it's only, 5,000 years ago that sages picked a name according to the characteristics. Parikshit, Parikshit. Paribraja, Pari-iksha, Iksha. Pari-isha-ak becomes Parikshit. Pari-iksha. Pari-isha-iksha. Iksha means to see, to glance, chakshus. And isha means controller, God, Lord, Master. And Pari means all directions, Paribraja. Paribrajak Acharya. He's an Acharya, teacher who wanders. Braja means to move or to go on all sides. So then he went wandering everywhere, as you know in first canto. Where is that Bhagavan I saw in the womb? Where is that Ishvara I saw in the womb? Isn't it? so the translation is the examiner. It's not somebody from the CBI coming to examine your tax records. Seems to be some funny books here. I think we're going to bust your house and look in your mattress and the basement. So, unfortunately, that this name Nityananda means something. At the time of birth, when he appeared in Krishna Leela, he was called what? Sankarshan, Rohini Nandan, and he was called Balaram, and he was called Ram. When Balaram was born, then Gargarishi, I believe, he did the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram in the Goshala, Nandagam, secretly, so the Kansa wouldn't find out. And he said, this boy will be known as Ram, because he'll be so, like, blissful and Anand, Raman. And he'll be known as Sankarshan, because he will unite the two families. Sankarshan means magnetic power. He will unite the family of Vasudeva with the family of Yashoda. And he will, obviously. And then his name is Balaram, because he's not only blissful, but he's powerful. Bala. So there he showed his power when he defeated Pralambasura and other invincible demons on behalf of his brother. So this is the name Nityananda. You are Nityananda. So naturally you're Nitya, eternal Anand, bliss. And okay, bliss, so many yogis are floating in eternal bliss, Nitya Kaivalya, and that is Anand, Brahmanand. There is Indriya Sukhanand, there's Swarganand, and there's Brahmanand, and there's Premanand. The highest form of bliss is a bliss of love. The internal experience and the external experience, the wraparound experience of love, divine love. Premananda, and then naturally, such bliss of love is there with the divine. He's in love with Gauranga, relishing Sevananda, and Balaram's in love with Krishna, relishing Sevananda. So much that he expands his Ladini portion, become Ananga Manjari to love Krishna like Radharani, and appears as a younger sister. She has conjugal dalliance with Krishna in her own kunj, in the middle of Radha-kund. That's how much Radharani covets and cherishes her younger sister. She promotes her, not demotes her. She puts her forward, not backwards. Here you go. I'm Radha-kund, and we have so many sports there, right in the middle. So someone, when they come to Radha-kund, if you see something in the middle, first thing you say, what's that? What's in the middle of Radha-kund? Is that a fountain or something? Oh, that. So the other, if you come and look around Radha-kund, and say, see all around all those forests and trees, those are the Sakhi Kunjas. Acha, yeah, Lalita Sakhi is there, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, acha. Which one's which? I can't see. Well, north is Chitra, and south is, and north is Lalita, and southwest is Tungavidya. You can't see differentiation. Well, there's one right in the middle. That's a special one. Who ended up there? Oh, that's not us. Is that Asasaki? No. That's Radharani's little sister. Oh, no wonder. Family favor. Well, why didn't she put her out on the back somewhere, you know, so that Krishna has to go work a little harder to see where she is? He's right there, slap dab in the middle, boing. That's Ananga Mani, that's Nitai, that's Balaram, that's his Premananda Sukhi, Seva Sukh. Then you're like this, you're always joyful and ecstatic love. Haha, Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. But now, that's you, we're doing comparison. You're Patita Pavan Gauranga, I'm Patit. You're liberated, I'm in a Jagat Samsara. So please liberate me. I have no doya, please give me doya. I have no happiness, no prem. I have no sukha prem, no bliss. So Nityananda, you're the repository of that. So please give me that. Cast your merciful kripa aloka. Aloka means, it's like a loka dhan, we say in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, ways to get love, bhava, a loka dhan. If a bhava bhakta just looks at you with intention to give you bhava, then bhava can manifest in the heart through drishti. So harda dhan, a loka dhan, and by vachika dhan, this nectar instruction by Pirasmi Jacinda. Three ways by which a Premi Bhakta can bestow bhava to one that hasn't even done any sadhana. If he wants, that power is there, that sanction is there. So that's why, oh, I just listen to tapes of Gurudev, I just read books. It's so important to see the eyes, darshan. Yes? Haha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa, Kripa Bhalakana Kara, Ami Bharatuki. You're like this, I'm like that. You're an ocean of bliss and I'm bharo dukhi, very unhappy, full of sorrow. Be merciful to me. He's praying for upliftance and deliverance by Mahaprabhu's daya. And he's praying for mercy from Nittai, because it all begins with Nittai. Nittai manifests before the conditioned soul as Guru. Then Guru shows the way to the super soul. And then Nittai comes as a mercy of Guru, and Nittai engages in Krishna's service in thousands of ways and thousands of expansions, and only few are listed, five are listed, Ananta Shesh and Paramatma, etc., and personal things of the Lord. So this is Nityananda's Seva expansion. So when the Guru represents Nityananda, because he engaged with the disciples in hundreds of different services for the pleasure of Krishna, Make the outfits for the Lord, cook for the Lord, do this, that, so many things, like Nityananda. So Guru is like Nityananda. He's happy, he's blissful, and he's engaging everyone. Then when you engage in the service of Guru, you become Sukhi. You become happy, blissful. Dayakara Sitapati. Oh, now he's appealing to the Pancha Tattva. Oh, Dvaita Gosai, be kind to me. You're like a father. You're married. You have all that compassion. Goranga may be sannyas, Nityananda's avadut. So they're all absorbed in their own internal bliss as avadut and as sannyas, Goranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you're married, and you're like, and fatherly bhav. And you're the source of all the jivas. Good weight is Mahavishnu, and I'm your part and parcel. I mean, Vamsham Jiva Loki and Jiva Bhutasana. So, like a father caring for his son, God is a father, I am the son. Hambija Pradapita. Hey Advaita Gosai. Please be merciful. Tava Kripa Bali. By the Bal, Kripa Bal, and the power of your mercy. Then, maybe I'll get the mercy of Chaitanya Nittai. First Advaita, and Advaita takes us to Nittai, Nittai takes us to Gaur, and Gaur takes us to Hare Krishna. But then what about the six Goswamis? And what about Srivasan? They're all included. Aha, Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghunath, Bhatta Juga Sri Jiva, Ha Prabhu Lokanath. Generally in Gaudiya Sampradaya, they worship the Ashtakavirajas and the Ashtagoswamis. Lokanath Goswami, of course, is there, and Krishna's Kaviraj. Krishna's Kaviraj is the Ashtamandris. In the Vrindavan Yoga Gita, it's Ashtamandris and Ashtasakis. And in Gauranga Yoga Gita, it's Ashtasakas. And it's the same Ashtasakis become the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, then the same Mandris. So they have Ashta. So they have eight Goswamis. We know the six Goswamis, and Lokanath Goswami and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, a little bit junior. Then they have their Mandri Sarups. Krishna's is Kasturi Mandri, Kasturi Musk Mandri, Kasturi Mandri. And Lokanath Goswami is Manjulali. Manjulali, she's a very charming Lali. Or she's a Manjulali. She's a honeybee. Ali means honeybee, and she sings very manju, sings very charmingly, nicely. Manjulali. Manjulali or Manjulali? Manjul. Manjulali. So, you have power, you have Kripa Bala, what is the proof of the Bala of, what is the proof of the Bala Nittai?
He brought God to the material world.
Yes, no, yes. By his crying, by his petitioning, by his worship of Shalagram with Tulsi Patra and Ganga Jal and crying, oh Ganga, oh Lord, please, if you don't come as an incarnation as Kali Yuga, everyone is doomed, the whole world is doomed. Please, Advaita.
That's called Kripa Bhala. If you have so much power in your mercy, you can bring God to this material world in Navadvipa.
500 years ago with such degradation and partying and madness of sense enjoyment, spending 50 lakhs on marriages, 80 lakhs, 100 lakhs, it's all Maya, and spending 1 rupee on Janmastami. So this was going on 500 years ago in history. It's described in Chaitanya Mangalam, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So you can do anything by the power of your mercy, then surely, because you prayed and your mercy is so great that Chaitanya Gornitai came here. So maybe by your mercy they'll come to me. They came into this material world. Why? Because of mercy. Because of the way the Charya is petitioning on behalf of his parts and parcels. Power of attorney. We had a good lawyer to plead our case. Oh, millions of conditioned souls came. Oh, we need a lawyer. Can you are like a big lawyer. You can like influence a judge.
Yeah.
If you hire me, I'll get the big boss, the big Uparwala to come down here and take care of your case. So then Awaitacharya, on behalf of all the conditioned souls, he brought down the Uparwala, an Uparwali. Radha and Krishna combined in Gauranga, Nityananda. Such powerful mercy. So please, you have the power to bring them to my life, bring them into my world, bring them into my heart. Oh, Kripa Karo. Tava Kripa Bhale Pai Chaitanya Tai. And if they're not going to listen to me, these are called the Teen Prabhus. Teen Prabhus are the Bhagavat Tattva, Gaur Nitai and Advaita, and the other are Shakti Tattva, Ladni Shakti Tattva, Gadadhar. And there's Sandini Shakti Tattva, Sambit Shakti Tattva, Shivas, Jiva Tattva. This is the Nityasiddha Jiva Tattva, the Ladini Shakti, Sarup Shakti of Krishna is Gadadhar. But the Jiva Shakti is Srivas. So they're Shakti Tattva, they're not Teen Prabhu. Teen Prabhu is Advaita, and they're worshipped like that, Teen Prabhu. Gauranga in the middle, Advaita on the right. Gauranga in the middle. Nitya on the left and Wait on the right. It's Teen Prabhu Puja. Ranga is in the middle. It doesn't go by age then, it's different. So then it's Nitya is here and then Advaita is there. Teen Prabhu Puja and Yogapita. So this now he goes down to the Sad Goswamis, Ashta Goswamis. Hey Suru Damodar and others. Suru Damodar is Lita Saki. Snatan Goswami, Rupa. Raghunath Das, Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, Jiva, Lokanath. And what about Srinivas Acharya? These are all his associates. These were his contemporaries. Narottam Srinivas and Shamananda. They were all friends and associates and contemporaries. They lived a little 50 or so years after Lord Chaitanya. They didn't actually see Lord Chaitanya. So, hey Srinivas, Srinivas Acharya. Hey Acharya, he was called Acharya Prabhu. His nickname was Sri Acharya Prabhu. Thakur Mahashaya. Thakur Mahashaya was a name for Narottam. They call him Thakur Mahashaya. And Srinivas is called Acharya Prabhu. And then Shamananda was called Shamananda Prabhu. And then Ramachandra was his best friend. So this is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dhaya Kora More. Very beautiful bhajan.